Welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. Let's take a look at the financial crisis that has gripped not only the United States, but also the world in general. Last week, we witnessed unprecedented moves by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury in their attempts to shore up the cracks in the financial system. In a nutshell, the Feds have nationalized Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and also at taxpayers' expense, bailed out a number of other institutions. Some of these actions are unprecedented, at least in their scope. I'm not here to debate the merits or demerits of these extraordinary steps, simply to offer one possible astrological perspective. Because this financial crisis is a global event, we have to look at the transiting planets and their aspects to each other. Because this is unparalleled in the actions taken, we have to look at the slower moving transits, such as Uranus, an 84-year cycle, Neptune, 165-year cycle, and Pluto, a 248-year cycle. Inspecting these cycles and the aspects between them did not reveal, at least to me, the extraordinary decisions made this week that will have enormous repercussions. However, when I added in the so-called trans-Neptunian planets, one of these and its symbolism was most accurate in portraying the situation. To be honest, I don't use these trans-Neptunians, which lie beyond the orbit of Pluto, and that many believe are hypothetical. Again, I'm not here to discuss whether they are legitimate or not, but to point out the very relevant symbolism of the trans-Neptunian planet Hades, and this past week in the financial markets. First, the orbital period of Hades is 360 years. Second, it was in exact opposition with Pluto, the planet of wealth, power, purging, regeneration, life and death, from September 9th to September 19th, which is the last time the opposition will occur in this cycle between Pluto and Hades. In this cycle, which lasts around 775 years, they first were opposed to each other in February of 2004. Oppositions signify the pinnacle of a crisis, or where tension is at a peak, demanding some resolution. Some meanings of Hades are concealment, foreign, past shortcomings, damages, deficiencies, forfeiture, decline, and devaluation. So the cycle of Hades-Pluto, which are the Greek and Roman names for the god of the underworld, is about cleansing at the deepest possible levels what is old and deficient and no longer working or has lost value. At the last of numerous exact oppositions over the past 4.5 years, the tension was so great that drastic actions were taken, actions that many people believed were inevitable or absolutely necessary, as some of these companies are, quote, just too big to fail. Those are all attributes and symbolic meanings of the god of the underworld, known as Pluto Hades. Did the decisions of the past week avert death in the financial world, or simply put it off? Time will tell.